it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me that you don't actually think Brock Purdy is all that good without telling me that you don't actually think Brock Purdy is all that good. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people today. If you just still expect the 49ers to win football games week in and week out, just because they're the 49ers, and you say so, to me, you're saying one of two things. You actually don't think that Brock Purdy is that vital, number one, or you think Kyle Shanahan is the greatest coach who's ever lived. I don't know any franchise in the NFL who would lose their franchise quarterback and have people respond by going, no big deal, we're just going to keep on winning football games. I don't think that exists anywhere else.
And there's a third piece of it that you are leaving out, and that piece is that Mac Jones is a good enough quarterback to win a football game. And I'm not talking about them being without Brock Purdy the entire year and winning the Super Bowl. I'm talking about one game.
What about
they're
Mac?
Going to New Orleans, and you go to New Orleans, can they beat New Orleans with Mac Jones?
But,
yeah, they can.
But
I believe so.
That's not the report. The report isn't
one game. I'm not worried about the report.
Why
I'm
not?
Talking about one game. Because
but that's not what we're talking
you
about.
You might lose Trent, Christian, Fred, Diamador, Eddie. Who knows? I'm worried about one game.
But we're talking about the quarterback position
all right,
of the 49ers.
If you want to talk about the quarterback position, can you beat New Orleans with Mac Jones? Yeah. Can you come home and beat Arizona with Mac Jones? Yeah. Can you be home and beat Jacksonville with Mac Jones? Yeah.
But that's
can you go
my,
to LA and but, beat Mac Jones? Maybe.
You're allowed to, but my point is it's fascinating that you keep answering yeah.
Well, it's
why
fascinating
you
that you
yeah?
think that it's all about Brock Purdy.
Of
this
course
has
it is.
Very little to do with Brock Purdy.
Wow.
It has more to do with Kyle Shanahan, who is the coach, and Mac Jones, who will be the quarterback. And if you don't think that Mac Jones is any good, you're allowed to think that. And I know that you think Kyle Shanahan's really good.
I think he's great.
And so
I think he's
that
great,
to me becomes a big part of this.
I'm also aware of the stat that you spouted out to us earlier this week, which is Kyle Shanahan's 49er record when Jimmy and Brock are not the QB.
Right.
It sucks out loud.
Do you want me to run down the list of who those people were?
You can.
And I would say that Mac Jones is more accomplished and probably better than Beathard, Mullins, Brian Hoyer, who actually I was looking at a lot of his content today, and he's a content
awesome.
Star.
He's awesome.
He's on the rise.
He's awesome. He didn't text me back, but he's
Mac
awesome.
Mac Jones
I'm
is
trying.
Better than Dobbs. He's better than Brandon Allen. He's probably not better than Sam Darnold, and I'll give you that. Sam Darnold, 0-1 as a Niner starter. I think Mac Jones is better than all the rest of those guys who Kyle had to lean on to be the quarterback without Jimmy and Brock.
Maybe, but I also, it's just, to me, it's a very, very fascinating sort of exercise because we don't have, if the idea is that Mac Jones is not yet a bust, then I think you're also saying we don't have any idea who he is. That means we don't know who he is at all yet. So why would you have faith in something that you don't know at all? The only thing that we do know is that he was given a starting job and the rest of the league watched for 3 years. He got worse each year.
Right, right.
He did, statistically.
Sure.
He did.
And stats don't lie.
And
they do.
But he did. He got worse each year. And I'm telling you that by my eye test. And I'm telling you that the league watched him for 3 years. The team that invested a first-round pick in him decided we do not want you to be our starter anymore, and nobody else in the league through 2 years even thought of him as a starter either. That is the league's review of Mac Jones. So they do not think he's that good. So why, when no other NFL team is given this, why do we think the presence of a good coach or the presence of an organization that has been successful automatically means you will still win football games even though your quarterback's out? You can go around the league right now. We wouldn't do that for any other franchise QB. The Bills are a good team. We would not do this if Josh Allen went down.
Yeah, who's their backup?
I have no freaking idea.
That's
I think
the point.
It's Trubisky.
Right.
Who also is a first-round draft pick.
Right.
Who also has started a lot of games. He is Mac Jones. That's exactly who Trubisky is. Well, he is Mac Jones. If you want to, but using the data that you've given me, experience and draft position, which I don't know what that's actually worth. You're not wrong.
No.
I don't know what that's worth
when
you go play.
You know what's worth it to me is the fact that your franchise, the Niners, went out and signed this guy the first possible chance they could and gave him guaranteed money. So this organization believes that he's better than what he's shown in Jacksonville and in New England. They gave him $5 million guaranteed. They gave him a two-year deal, $7 million. They gave him big backup money, and they did it on the first day of free agency.
That's backup money. It's not like
But they did it on the first day of free agency, if they saw he was available, and they rushed out, and they signed Mac Jones because they wanted him to be their backup just in case, and here we are, just in case.
He's a high-level backup. I granted you that yesterday. That does not make him somebody who will automatically just go win football games in the NFL,
but no matter who. His track record doesn't mean he's automatically going to go out and lose football games.
His past track record, he does lose more than he wins, number one. But no, I'm not. I'm also not using past track. I don't know what's going to happen. My point is it is fascinating to me how many people today think that the Brock Purdy injury is no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
You use that exact phrase.
That's right. It's not a big deal.
Your franchise quarterback getting hurt. You could not, in my opinion, have a bigger deal for any football team.
He's not as important to the Niners as Josh Allen is to the Bills, as Lamar is to the Ravens, as fill-in-the-blank quarterback is to their team.
I don't really agree
And we're
going
to find out. Yeah. You can agree or disagree, and ultimately what happens on the field will be the determining factor. If Mac Jones goes out and he stinks and they lose, or Mac Jones goes out and plays great, he could play great, and they could lose. We're going to see on Sunday just how important Mac Jones is and Brock Purdy is to this team. They might go out and go 4-0 without Brock Purdy.
Sure, they might.
They could go 0-4 or somewhere in between. And whatever happens is not an indictment on Brock Purdy in any way. It's more about the team. It's about this team without Kittle and Purdy. All right, Kyle, you don't have your tight end. You don't have your franchise quarterback. What are you going to do about it?
You don't have some of your receivers.
Sure.
And you now, to me, are whittled down to a very mediocre team. So why would we just assume that they will win over other mediocre teams?
This team that you're facing is probably less than mediocre, and I would say the Niners are not mediocre.
Not the week after.
I don't think the Niners are, without Brock and without George, mediocre.
And
you still have a very good defense.
And that's my question.
You've got two other Hall of Famers on offense who will be on the field, and the best coach in football,
The Saints also have a very good defense. It is on paper the definition of mediocre. It's no quarterback. It's no tight end. It's most of your receivers are not there. An offensive line that was mediocre last week at best. A bunch of rookies on defense. And so you can say what you're saying, but then I get to say what I'm saying. You're clearly saying you think Kyle Shanahan's best coach in the NFL.
Oh, he's great.
Okay.
He's a great coach.
So
he's a great play caller.
And there you go.
Look at what they did after Kittle got hurt. They changed their approach. They changed what they were doing, and they went out there, and they did enough. And
they didn't score a lot of points, I can tell you that.
That's not his fault. They had a kick missed, and they had a kick blocked is what happened. Mm-hmm. And the quarterback, your franchise quarterback, threw a couple of interceptions, and, I don't know if that's on Kyle, so that was on Brock Purdy. He's the one throwing the football.
Again, I am all in on everything that you all are saying, but I want you to pick which one of these means more to you. If you just think the Niners are fine and they're going to roll, I believe that you are either saying you don't think Brock Purdy is vital to this team, or you're saying Kyle Shanahan's the best coach in the league. If Mahomes got hurt tomorrow, I do not believe that Kansas City fans would be like, yep, we're fine. We'll win through September with Kyle Allen. I don't think that's how they'd feel. So it's fine. You're welcome to the opinion, but I think you're either downplaying Brock or you're uplifting Kyle Shanahan as godlike because he's the only coach in history who can just win with a backup QB all the time. Let's go to Guru in San Jose. Hi, Guru. Thanks for the call. Rick Ballew here in less than 10 minutes with the Jacksonville broadcast team. Hey, Guru, what's going on?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Mark. So, yeah, I got a chance to listen to your soliloquy there. Me personally, like, I think Brock Purdy can be a franchise quarterback, but at the same time,
hey Guru, I don't want to interrupt you. Could you pick up your phone? Maybe you're all like on a speaker or something. You sound like you're inside a tin can.
Hello, can you hear me?
A little better. All right, I'm gonna put Guru on hold. Yeah, go ahead and get him, Lucas, and see if we can figure that whole thing out.
See if we can work through that. Ahead. I do think that there's a third part of it that you're leaving out, which Mac Jones can be better than you think. So it's not just that, you know, Kyle Shanahan's the best coach and people don't think that Brock Purdy's the franchise guy. You've got a backup quarterback who's made 49 starts, which is a lot, and he's a guy who, you know, even Greg Cosell yesterday said he is the kind of backup that Kyle likes because he fits what they try to do. The backup quarterback is experienced. He's a guy that Shanahan loved coming out of the draft. It doesn't mean that, you know, Purdy's not the guy and that Shanahan has to be a genius. The Mac Jones part of it, I think, needs to be acknowledged.
Right. So, in my opinion, I process anyone who thinks that about Mac Jones as actually a compliment in Kyle Shanahan. Because what under the covers you're saying is, even though Mac has been bad pretty much most of his four-year career, you now think he's going to be good. And the reason you think he's going to be good is because you think he simply needed a Kyle Shanahan-type presence in his career. And you might be right, but I'm still going to process it that way.
Okay.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.